This fall, Hollywood is offering a number of critical films about America's current wars. One example is called Redacted from director Brian De Palma. The film is based on the real-life rape and subsequent murder of a 14-year-old girl and her family. And De Palma is now involved in a public scrap with his distributor about redactions made to the film against his wishes. NPR's John McChesney reports, and a warning, this report includes some offensive language from the film.
De Palma's low-budget film uses all sorts of devices to create a pseudo-documentary: insurgent videos from the internet, hidden surveillance cameras, and an amateur video produced by one Private Salazar. Here's Salazar questioning Private Reno Flake after he machine-gunned a pregnant woman at a checkpoint.
How do you feel about that haji you smoked?
All I know is the only language these sand niggas understand is force. I thought my first kill shot would blow my mind, but it was nothing. It was like gutting catfish.
Flake, you're not going to win many hearts and minds pumping pregnant women full of lead, though, right?
Come on, Salazar. I mean, what do you want me to do, get all teary-eyed and say I'm sorry?
Private Reno Flake is a psychotic, the product of lowered recruiting standards, according to Salazar, who says the Army scraped the bottom of the gumbo barrel to find him.
Waxing hajis is like stomping cockroaches. I've been there, I've done that, and it makes me thirsty, so how about a nice cold beer?
Reno Flake and a buddy are the ones who plot and carry out the rape and murder of a girl after their sergeant is killed by a roadside bomb. The film is based on the real case of four soldiers who carried out a similar crime in Mamadiya, south of Baghdad. Many veterans of the war are sure to be angered by the film, since it suggests that crimes like this one are common. De Palma insists, though, that this incident simply illustrates the kind of pressure soldiers are under when it seems everyone is trying to kill them.
The only thing that makes any sense to you is your loyalty to the people in your squad, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody is blown to bits and you're holding, you know, either an arm or his body, bloody body, in your arms. And then you look around at all those aliens whose language you don't speak, whose culture you don't understand, and you know that they had something to do with this.
De Palma says he made the film because he doesn't think the truth of the war is being reported by mainstream media, hence the title, Redacted.
Now we have the embedded reporters, and all the stuff you're seeing is basically public relations pieces. So next time, you know, you see that embedded reporter, you know, running around and getting it supposedly on the ground in Iraq, the real story, maybe you should wonder a little bit about what the truth value there is.
When I pointed out that I had embedded in Iraq and had been able to report soldiers' remarks critical of the war, De Palma seemed surprised. Ironically, De Palma is engaged in a dispute with Magnolia Films, his distributor, about redactions of Redacted. The film ends with an horrific montage of wounded and dead Iraqis, but their faces are blacked out. During a news conference at the New York Film Festival, De Palma said one of the film's funders had done that because he was disturbed by the pictures. Eamon Bowles from Magnolia shouted, "That's not true." Bowles said De Palma should have gotten releases from Iraqi families.
Oh, how do you get releases from war photographs, Eamon?
It is a legal issue. You cannot have
a specious legal issue.
Specious or not, De Palma now concedes that he's lost that battle with Magnolia, and he's not happy about it.
You should see these people's faces. They're suffering. And when you take their faces away from them, I don't know how these people live with themselves.
De Palma's Redacted echoes the plot of his earlier film about Vietnam, Casualties of War, also based on a real incident. A squad kidnaps a teenage girl, turns her into a sex slave, and then kills her. The most significant difference between the films, De Palma says, is that he couldn't have made Casualties during the Vietnam War.
It took me 20 years to get Casualties of War made.
De Palma wasn't alone. Films critical of the Vietnam War, like Apocalypse Now and Platoon, didn't appear for years after Americans had left Vietnam. Contrast that with multiple films about Iraq and the War on Terror being screened in the next few months while the fighting is still going on. Janine Basinger, head of Wesleyan University's film department, says one reason may be money.
In 1970 and in the time of the War of Vietnam, the studio system had fully collapsed, and you didn't have a thriving American film industry. Since the war was controversial, people who were making films might have felt that films on that subject were very risky financially.
And that may still be true. Even though today more people in the film industry seem willing to take that chance, director Paul Haggis self-financed his widely acclaimed In the Valley of Ella with Tommy Lee Jones, but it's had a very small box office so far. It's not clear yet whether American audiences will buy tickets for films about the dark side of the war in Iraq. John McChesney, NPR News.